You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Author Jill Santopoulos's first novel for adults, The Light We Lost, struck a chord with readers all around the world. It became an international bestseller. It was on the New York Times bestseller list. In fact, it earned a spot as a Reese Witherspoon book club pick. Well, Jill is now back with her latest novel. It's called Everything We Lost, and it's out today wherever books are sold. And Jill is joining us live to talk more about this latest novel. Jill, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So this is your third novel. I'm curious about what inspired you to write this story.
So I think it's three different things. So I always say that my brain is kind of like a blender and the novels are kind of like smoothies. And then everything I experience along the way is a kind of different fruit that gets thrown into there. So for Everything After, I think there were three fruits that went in. One is the fact that I got married in the summer of 2019. So I was thinking a lot about two people becoming one, but maintaining independence and how much you share with the person that you love, and what it would mean if there was something you didn't share, which is what happens to Emily and Everything After. And then also a few years ago, a number of my friends experienced miscarriage, which was something that I talked about with them a lot. And one of the things that kept coming up was that they said they felt really isolated and really alone while they were going through it. So I thought, I really want to write about a woman who experiences that, in the hope that women who do experience that in real life will be able to see themselves in a story and feel less alone. And then the last thing was music. Which I've loved ever since I was a kid. I took music lessons, I played music, and I thought that it would be really fun to write about someone who's passionate about music. So those three things kind of got smushed into my blender brain and came out as Everything After.
So I was lucky enough to get a copy of your book and read it. And I have to say what struck me the most was this part about miscarriage. Because it is something that we don't talk enough about, in particular as women. I mean, there's this idea, first off, you shouldn't even tell anyone you're pregnant, right? Until after that first trimester. So many women, I mean, myself included, experience a miscarriage before those 12 weeks. So then you're sitting in this silence and it changes everything, right? So I'm curious about in the book, how Emily processes this and really then the impact upon her marriage as well.
Yeah. One of my friends who was pregnant said to me, I'm going to tell you that I'm pregnant before the 3-month mark, because if something goes wrong, I want to be able to talk to you about it.
Right.
And that was one of those moments, there are moments where you just think like, whoa, this thing that I've always just accepted as normal is really kind of messed up. And I thought, it's really kind of messed up that she felt like she had to go out of the realm of what we usually do because she might need support later and wanted someone to be there. And, I thought that with Emily in the book, she kind of makes the same decision. She says to her husband, we can tell our families earlier than we might, because we would tell them if something went wrong. And, that sort of was a decision that Emily made in the book, because I was talking to my friend about it, years before. Mm-hmm. And, when I was talking to friends who'd gone through this, a lot of them said that the experience was just so different for them and for their partners. Not that their partners weren't sad, because of course they were, but that there was something different about it, having experienced it in your own body. And I wanted to kind of bring that up too, because I think, this awful, awful thing happens. You end up feeling like you can't really talk about it. And then the person that you're sharing it with actually feels differently about it than you do. So there really isn't anyone to make you feel seen or understood. And, you know, that's really what I wanted to put in this book.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to also talk about the music part, as you talked about within your own life, it playing such a big role, because in Emily's life, I mean, it plays such a big role, just within her personality. I mean, even in her relationships. So, I mean, did you decide to incorporate music so deeply into the character of Emily because of your own experience with music?
In part, yeah. I wanted her to be really passionate about something artistic. Mm. And you know, I'm not talented at all. I'm not a very good musician, but I'm a passionate musician. And I've loved playing music since I was a kid and singing, and I think it's something that's very powerful and also can help people channel their emotions. And I think Emily was trying to repress so many of her emotions that music mm-hmm. gave her a way to channel them and gave her a way to feel better.
Is there a part of Emily that you felt the most connected to when you were writing the book?
You know, as I was writing this book, my husband and I were trying to get pregnant. So the sort of thoughts that she has about feeling like you want this thing and it takes forever, mm-hmm. and imagining your body changing in different ways, and then, you know, that not necessarily coming to fruition quite when you wanted it to, was very much sort of drawn from my own life. I found out that I was pregnant literally the week that I handed in the revisions of this book. So I was writing it during that whole process.
It's pretty amazing how that works out. Hey, before I let you go, I do want to quickly ask you about another aspect of your career. And you are an associate publisher, so you have the opportunity to edit other mm-hmm. authors. Now I should note, I mean, these are the likes of like Chelsea Clinton, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, Vice President Kamala Harris. I mean, you're editing their words. I can't even wrap my head around that, honestly. But I mean, how do these women inspire you and your writing? And I can't imagine telling the vice president. That sentence, it's not good.
they're incredibly inspirational. And I think, you know, being able to edit them and help them bring their thoughts and their ideas to young readers is like one of the gifts of my life. And what I think is so remarkable about all of them is that they want to sort of empower the next generation of women to, you know, be whatever they want to be strong and, you know, make bold choices. And I think, you know, getting to help them share that message is, it's just wonderful.